It's time to go to the mailbag. Dear A Moment of Science, my wife and I recently had a child, and we're considering having her sleep in bed with us instead of putting her in a crib. I've heard a lot of different opinions about bed sharing, some positive, some negative, so I'm left wondering, is there any scientific consensus on whether or not sharing a bed with an infant is safe?
Well, as with most things in science, there's no absolute 100% agreement. Plenty of early childhood experts believe that bed sharing is basically fine. After all, parents, mainly mothers, have been sleeping with their newborns for centuries. And a study has found that over the past decade or so, more and more Americans have chosen to bring their infants into bed. So it's certainly a popular parenting trend.
However, a majority of pediatricians and experts agree that sharing a bed with an infant increases the risk of SIDS, otherwise known as sudden infant death syndrome. The American Academy of Pediatrics recommends that infants sleep in the same room with their parents, but not in the same bed.
Now, over the past decade, experts have put a lot of time and money into spreading the message that infants should sleep alone and should be placed on their backs. Those recommendations have coincided with a 50% drop in the rate of SIDS in the U.S., and those same experts worry that the trend toward co-sleeping with infants may raise SIDS rates or give rise to new types of infant mortality problems.
So, bottom line, the majority view is that co-sleeping is a bad idea and that pediatricians should discourage parents from doing it.
This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University.
We're on the web at amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.